Herb, at Commodity Classic here this week, talk to me a little bit about some of the things the Indiana corn growers are learning and hearing about as they go through policy and delegate and the general sessions and whatnot.
Been going through policy, which is trying to define what we believe in and what as the corn board goes to Congress or whatever that's to what they can stand on as far as what the growers want to do. It's all grower orientated, so it's not something that comes from the head office.
As we talk about policy and things of that nature, what are the big things that corn growers are concerned about and the big topic of discussion here this week?
Well, not necessarily what the policy is. It's what you're concerned about. It's the weather more than anything else this year. A lot of areas are still dry. Some areas been recharged, at least the topsoil moisture. But then down deep, the subsoil moisture has not been recharged yet. So, and whether we're going to have a big crop or a small crop or what we're going to have this year, that's all up to speculation.
As you take in the trade show and some of the educational sessions, what are some of the benefits to being able to talk to corn growers from Kansas or other areas of the nation?
Well, being able to talk to different growers, you find out some of their problems are the same as everybody else's, but some are a little different, and you know, some didn't have good yields this past year, so they're worried about being able to keep going for another year. And the trade show gives you a chance to see what's out here and talk to different representatives of industry and glean some information from them.